Former President Jacob Zuma handed himself over just before midnight on Wednesday, the 7th of July, and was admitted at the Escort Correctional Center in KwaZulu-Natal. The arrest was confirmed by SAPS authorities just after midnight.
Voice note of Lerenzo Temba, Police Ministry spokesperson. The Police Ministry can confirm that former President of South Africa, Mr. Jacob Zuma, was on the 8th of July 2021 placed in the custody of the South African Police Service in compliance with a Constitutional Court judgment.
The Constitutional Court found Zuma guilty of contempt for not appearing at the State Capture Commission of Inquiry after being specifically instructed by the court to do so. As a result, the former statesman has been sentenced to 15 months imprisonment. While we are still anticipating a judgment from the Pietermaritzburg High Court on Friday, the 9th of July, which could potentially stay Zuma's arrest, allowing him the weekend out of jail, it is only the Constitutional Court now that has the power to rescind his sentence, revoking his jail stay altogether. Towards this end, Zuma's legal team has approached the Constitutional Court with an application to rescind their previous judgment. But what exactly does that mean? And what will Zuma's legal team have to argue in order to spare the elderly statesman a jail stay? Sunday Times legal correspondent Franny Rubkin, who's been tracking the story from the outset, helps us understand what a rescission application is and what potential ramifications it could have.
A rescission application is very different to an appeal. I think that's what we need to make an important distinction between. In an appeal, you go to court to say that a judgment of a court below is wrong, and you say why, and the appellate court will look at the judgment of the court below and either agree with you or disagree with you and set it aside. A rescission application is an application where you go to court to reverse the same court's judgment on the grounds that you were absent when that judgment was granted and because it was granted in error. Now, normally a rescission application is made when a person didn't know about the judgment. They didn't know about the case and they find out about it later and they come to court and they say, hold on, you know, we didn't know about this and it's wrong because of X, Y, and Z. This is an unusual one. And the commission is saying that he can't say that he was absent in this case because he knew about it all along and he chose not to get involved. So that's one of the questions that the Concord is going to be hearing argument on one way or another. So the commission is saying that Zuma's legal team is dressing up an appeal as a rescission application. The issue here will be, what is an erroneously granted judgment in this case? So the former president's lawyers have brought a number of grounds which they say are errors. But those, what we would normally see as appeal grounds, the judgment is wrong because of X, Y, and Z. They're not the traditional kind of rescission grounds. One of their big ones is that he was sent to prison without having a fair trial, and this is unconstitutional. This question of the fair trial was something that was canvassed at length in the judgment of the majority and the minority. The other errors that they have raised, they're saying that the commission should have gone the criminal route rather than the civil route. They say that the commission should have issued contempt proceedings under the Criminal Procedure Act. This goes back to this distinction between civil contempt proceedings and criminal contempt proceedings, which was pointed out by the minority judgment in the original judgment of the Constitutional Court. The commission, in their answering papers, says, well, they actually did go the criminal route, and they have a choice of both. So that's another issue that the Constitutional Court might hear argument on. There's also a part of Mr. Zuma's papers where he talks about his health. He says that he has a medical condition which is quite serious, which needs constant attention. This is the kind of information which one would really have hoped to have heard during the case, because it's the kind of information that really makes a difference in sentencing. It's what one normally hears in a mitigation of sentence argument, where a court has found someone guilty, but is trying to determine now what is an appropriate sentence. And there the accused person will say, okay, you know what, maybe I'm guilty, but I'm old and I'm not well, and putting me in prison is going to be really not good for me. I'm very ill, etc. And then evidence can be brought of that. And when I was reading this, I remember thinking, if Mr. Zuma had brought this evidence, when he was asked to by the Constitutional Court, it might have actually made a difference. I don't know what the Constitutional Court is going to make of this now. The Commission says that it's impossible to actually assess this claim. And in any event, it's too late. It's the kind of thing now that he can only bring to the parole board. The Commission also says he looks healthy and that he recently addressed a crowd of his supporters just this last weekend. And despite the grave situation with a third wave of COVID, he didn't wear a mask in public. So, you know, these are some of the arguments that have been traversed in the papers and what the Constitutional Court will be hearing on Monday. They might also have a number of their own questions to put to the parties.
With Rupkin's extensive legal knowledge, having reported on a plethora of different cases, we asked her if she felt that the former president was in any way being prejudiced or favored by South Africa's legal system.
There has been accusations on both sides about him being treated either unfairly or overfairly. It's hard, this one, because the facts themselves are so extraordinary. There's never been a factual scenario like this, even closely similar. And the truth of the matter is, court cases are always guided by the facts. And so it's very hard to tell whether the law has been applied in any way preferentially or prejudicially when the facts are so extraordinary. I have written before that I don't think the Constitutional Court has been unfair or prejudicial towards the former president. I think that the judges who were hearing his case were faced with a very difficult situation and did the best they could in that situation. I think the fact that they've given him a hearing now of his rescission application is them trying once again in a very difficult situation to do what's right. To hear someone accords them at least a fair shot. Whether they'll grant the application is a completely different question.
The Constitutional Court is set to hear Zuma's rescission application on Monday, the 12th of July. This is an ongoing story. For Multimedia Live, I've been Paige Muller.